Okay, we should be good.
All right, welcome to the Uptown Council today. Welcome my aunts and visitors, high school students, appreciate being here. Sid will give our prayer, please, and pledge.
Our dear kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful we could meet here today as a city, and we're thankful for this opportunity and this beautiful area that we live in, and we're so thankful for the rain that we've received and for all of our blessings, and we ask you to bless all of those within this community that may have struggles or trials, and please help them through. And we're so thankful to have our youth here today, and we're so grateful for them, and we say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Sid. Sid sent out notes from a previous meeting. Those look okay. I'm going to entertain a motion to approve those.
Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Kim, all favor.
Aye.
And for today's agenda, we have any changes, additions? Entertain the motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Kim, all favor.
Aye.
Full house.
Item A, Shadow Building Enhancement Design Project. Gary and I and Dan met with Fletcher Monday morning, and they're already in progress over there, looking things out, moving right along. So, should be good.
No, it looks good. They're on schedule. They said they're going to be done in 2 weeks, so that's a really good. This looks good.
Okay. Town park project, any updates there?
I got another concept they sent over. They want to go over the basketball. They asked if we extend the soccer field, they're going to go over the basketball court, and I don't want to even mess with that, tear that up, because you'd either have to play basketball or soccer, one or the other. So I told them, let's scrap that idea and just keep it. So they're going to push. They're going to push the grass. Instead of being 33 feet, it'll be 38 right up to the edge. They'll remove the benches along that side, and so that'll give them a little bit more room. But as far as tearing up the basketball floor, I told them no. So.
Yeah, Tom mentioned that when he was here.
But they gave another drawing that had the baby swings that we talked about. They did put those in the park area as well. So they have updated that. So now we're just waiting to see what we want to do with it from here.
Yep. Back to Tusher.
Tusher, yeah.
Tusher, can we get a W-9 and a COI on them?
Yeah.
We need to. Yep. Whoever you're talking to, if you can just have them get those.
I saw the high school donation revision. Last time we came in, we talked about the donations for the equipment. It sounded like you got that taken care of. So,
to a certain extent. So they're just not paying for $10,000, but it's items that I feel like was more community based than what would be beneficial for the kids. So we can pick that up later. That was kind of talk about it.
Okay. Okay, we're turning time over to you guys. Go ahead.
Okay. So, we're going to work with you, so, Daniel said before at the high school. The goal is to create a future member community to respond to some of these students, enforce the community, and those skills create and connection.
The board would highlight upcoming community and school events, athletic schedules, and roles, student and staff recognitions, live action shots during games, and broadcast meetings.
We see it as more than a school project. It's a community event support that keeps residents, families, and visitors connected to what's happening in the heart of the valley.
So we came last month asking for additional money from the way room, and the attorney said the district covered everything under $1,000, so we can work towards that in the future. And then, you know, in the future, we had to put more money towards primarily due to electrical work, installation, and update to building requirements. And the total project cost is $44,700, and then reason is going to go
back. We're asking Vice County City to consider help funding a portion or all of that remaining $10,000 to make the message more possible. While we could continue without it, we believe this addition would strengthen communications between school and community, create a welcoming first impression for visitors and families, provide real-time recognition of our students' hard work and achievements, and serve as a shared space for both school and community achievements.
Advertising will showcase Ruby's Inn and also Bryce Canyon City, and we can reach out to pay for sponsorships as well. Bryce Valley High School takes great pride in representing Bryce Canyon City and Ruby's Inn. From our student athletes to our performers and academic achievers, this message board will stand as a daily reminder of that pride and the partnership that makes it possible. Thank you for considering our request and drawing you here to support our students and schools. We truly value the city's role in helping us create a stronger and more connected Bryce Valley.
Well, first of all, Rustin, if you stick around, I'll grab that. Were you surprised to see that, Rustin?
No.
That must have been on the Facebook page or something, because when Nicole got hold of that picture, was on there. So I think these guys did a good job explaining this. So this is kind of the new, sexy, kind of status quo thing in gyms. If you want to be an elite basketball program, you got to have all these displays. And I think we talked about something you principal a lot, but doing it on the south wall, opposite the scoreboard, right? Kind of where the state championship banners are now. So, and then, you know, Ruby's in with our community donation fund. We're going to match this. And in the email to the principal, we talked about, you know, obviously there'll be the sponsor cabinet around it. And, you know, Bryce Canyon City will get one of the major panels, Ruby's Inn, and then kind of the challenge of the school is to go out and try to sell those other ones and get additional money. Between the two of us, though, between Ruby's and the city, this gives enough funds to cover this. So Principal Law can go out and order this immediately, get it installed. You know, it's about a 5 to 6 week lead time, so it'll be kind of right there with the kind of the first games when it'll be installed, and anyway, this gives the confidence to order it. No, it's 100% paid for, but we'll have to get additional funds to, and you can use those funds for whatever. So that's my thoughts.
Okay. You mentioned the total cost. Well, they're all on there.
It's number one. I apologize. So I added that going up. So the option, there was multiple options: the rainbow sign, the banner, send over. Also, Rainbow Sign is one of our major vendors, as Ruby's Inn. We have a lot of confidence in them as far as, you know, maintenance. Eventually, this display is going to be panels that go out of it, just like our main signs out front. They'll stand behind this 5 years, parts and labor, and they come and fix it really fast. So it's that option number one. The reason option number one we chose is because of the resolution. If you kind of look at that front page, you can see it's 512 by 768. It doesn't mean a ton to me, but the number's a lot higher. You know, if you put it in the ChatGPT, it says, yeah, you're done to go with anything but option one. Because, you know, obviously video gets more compressed all the time, you know, 4K television, stuff like that. So the video's going to look a lot better on this option one for a longer time, too. So.
And just so I can clarify, so like you're saying, when you say there's a vision, we take some of the money that we were going to use for the way, we take that money and move it over. Okay.
Yeah.
Where
does
this go? Oh, it goes, so if you're looking south in the gym, so, you know, the chair seats are here, you're looking this way, there's a scoreboard here, basket, where the state championship banners are, it'll be underneath.
And the flag's over there.
Yeah, the flag's right. You guys are moving some of that around, aren't you?
Yeah.
The banners or something.
Yeah, we didn't mean the state banners. They're a little bit smaller.
So kind of where the boys team comes out of the locker room and be above that.
How is it going to be protected? Is it, I mean, is
So it's really high as far as protection. I mean, if somebody wants to come throw a basketball at it.
Well, I've just been in there enough to know that it's going to be hit.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Do you recognize that? The ones that Beaver can have, are they?
Well, definitely ask. As I say, maybe, I don't know if they got plexiglass on them or not. I don't know if they got something like that. We definitely ask. I mean, you can put a sheet of plexiglass.
I mean, when the old buzzer lights were behind the scoreboard and they got broke, I guarantee you this is going to take some major abuse. So.
Yeah.
I don't know how much that is to upkeep.
Yeah, it's worth asking because I didn't see that. You know, we talked to the Beaver people and they didn't mention anything as far as additional protection. But it's worth asking, right?
Well, and maybe it's maybe they've made it foolproof. I guess that's my question. So
I know that Beaver. What did they say in that email? It's been there for what, 3 years, 4 years, and they said they haven't.
Yeah.
They said they haven't.
Where is actually located?
It's a great point, though, Bryce. I'm sure that happens. Yes, what's the total? We've committed 15 before. What's the total that you're asking? So the total price is so the school would be responsible for an electrician to give power to it, stuff like that. If the town pledged 23, I think that would be cover it. Gives a little additional for electrician doing that top of wiring.
What was your motion last time, Kane? Was it 15?
It was 15.
It was
15.
Gotcha. Comments, discussion, council members?
I think it's. I personally think it's going to be good. Worth our money, I think, in advertising, because we'll have that one whole panel ours.
So yeah, Brian, just looking at the email again, it's Puff rated for taking hints. It says Beavers has been in since 2019, and Cedar's been there since 2023. Haven't had to replace any panels or anything. So
did Rainbow Butter did.
What's that? I think that was Kelly's, but it's the same. Oh. It's the same display. I mean, it is becoming a pretty normal thing for high school.
No, I've seen it. There are more and more around. Yeah.
Any other comments from anybody? I'll open it up for a motion.
Do I need to just change it to 23?
Just make a motion. Whatever you want to do, anybody wants to do. Unless we need another more discussion.
Thoughts? I like it. I think it's
I'll make my comment. I think there's a difference between some decision we make on a donation, whether it's return on investment or not. Maybe we won't get our money back on this for the high school, but I think the donation to the community and the kids, and I think it's a good thing. I know it's a lot of money, and unless there's something more important you want to put it towards, but I think it's good to help out the high school. You look at some of these other schools. How does Beaver pay for theirs? I mean,
they had a donation from, I can't remember the company, I thought it was partly it came from the pig farms before they went under 2019, and then there was another company so they have about three that split it between the three within the city.
I've always said Garfield County School District, hopefully nobody repeats this or they don't hear it, but we love to build buildings in Garfield County. And not so much on the education aspect. So if we help the kids in another way, then let's do it.
Love it.
And this doesn't really have... I mean, I want to commend Sammy because we all know what the atmosphere or the whatever was down there a year ago or 2 years ago. I go down there now and I look at our marquee and it has our events on it. And you guys all know I've been a major critic of the way it was going down there. And so I want to commend her and whoever she has that's helping us get that information out and about our students and our school. I think it shows that, you know, we've taken a little bit of a turn, and I won't say I wasn't proud, but it was hard to go down there and look at that stuff that was going on, and it's been a quite a change, so thank you.
Thanks, Bryce. I have great kids that are helping with the marquee, so they're doing awesome with it. So, and if there's anything Ruby's or Bryce can stick your notes on it, let us know, because we want it to showcase community, and if you have events up here that you want to showcase too. So, and our website's up to date. It's new if you haven't been on it. It's user-friendly.
That's one question I have about this. It's like when we played in Canab last year, they have one, and they're awesome, by the way. But when they have videos playing on there with like a drink and pregame starting lineups, and they did like stuff at halftime. Do you guys have a plan to have those videos produced and things like that?
So
like how are you gonna do it?
Chelsea's marketing class would be trained. We would provide the computer, and they're gonna provide training for us too on how to run it, and then get a specific amount of kids that are really interested in that, you know, broadcasting and technology and marketing things to do it, and then we just train each year a different group of kids before they go out so that the, and we can have it. I know Jordan runs the one in Beaver.
Mm-hmm.
We can have an adult help as well, but I think the kids probably are just as smart, if not smarter, on the technology than you bring in the adults. So I think they're totally capable of doing it. I don't know how anyone else feels, but.
No, I like that. I like giving it.
Yeah. And she has a broadcasting class. So they just did a video that will be out, and I'm excited to showcase it to everybody on. We entered the sportsmanship, the UHSAA sportsmanship scholarship, so they can earn $1,000 video for that. That will be, I think, Valley's one for like 5 years. So we're going to give more on for their money this year. So it's pretty cool. I'm excited. So we'll have them send it out so you guys can watch it and see it.
I've seen their stuff on their broadcast. That way, that's really cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, they've done a good job. Do you think you did a good job?
Yes.
Thank you. We appreciate your support and all that you do for us.
Back to the number.
Exceed $24,000.
I'll second.
Motion by Bryce, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any discussion? How do we quantify a concert that we bring in? We donate a lot of money toward it. We kind of I said, you know, basically, if you look at, you get the municipal 1% TRD, municipal TRD tax, resort tax, that's included in the room, and then how much you get back from the state. You basically said you can expect that about 6.6% come back to the town, maybe. I said, is that correctly, maybe something like that. And so if you say we give them $5,000 for the concert, they would have to generate at least $75,000 in revenue within the town to us to get a return of that. But I, you know, maybe I'll leave it off, Mike.
Well, my biggest concern with it was that, basically they want us to pay for the bands to travel here, stay here, but they're also selling tickets to it, so, and they're just counting on city money so that they can make a profit on ticket sales, which I don't like.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I think if we're a sponsor, I'm fine to sponsor it, and over $1,000 whatever.
Even a couple thousand. That's the other thing, is I've thought about it too, is to me on a deal like that, we're a sponsor, then there needs to be specific amounts. Like, you know, when I'll use the marathon, they come in, I could be wrong, but it's like we can be a silver or a gold or a platinum sponsor, and it's this amount, and this is, you know, I'll use the hospital. If we sponsor the hospital, we get tickets, you know, we get this, we know we're getting this advertisement, and I think that's something that anybody who sponsors needs to bring in.
Yeah, that's the way, when we first became a town, that's kind of the way it was under Mayor Tebbs, is that he didn't want us giving a general amount to somebody. He wanted them to invoice us or us to pay a vendor for what they received. So back to that.
Sure.
Because we just did a $10,000 amount, who knows where that's going.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get a chance to talk to Tim Leach over this week, but I would like to, these kids had a whole thing prepared. You come in and say $5,000 or $10,000, you know, I just don't know how much preparation went into it. What's their budget on advertising, and how can we contribute to that advertising by putting our name on there?
Yeah.
It's like to see more thought out plan.
I think they need to come back with more of a sponsorship advertising.
Yeah, I'd be way more prone to do it if it was a free concert. You know,
sure.
I agree. Where it's a for profit.
Yeah, it's for profit. I don't feel that's a very good use of government money.
Right.
And I know last year they came in twice. Ward and Mount Baker's team and Gord's wife. And I don't remember if it was for the Christmas concert or another one. But one of them was a flop. And I know that and that might have been the one they were talking about, and said that, you know, this is going to be a lot better or whatever, but that was my concern with them coming in. It sounds like at least that part of it is better this year.
Yeah.
But and I did hear somebody said last year they went to it and it was good, but it was a conflict with another event or something. And I don't remember, but there were some issues with one of them that they came in. Like I say, I thought they came in for two different ones last year.
Yeah,
Tim and Ward's wife, and then maybe the other one was the Christmas concert.
Yeah. I think the one that Tim and Ward's wife came in for, it was, they didn't end up doing that one.
Oh, I don't remember if that happened.
It never happened. Because they were asking for $10,000 or $15,000. Yeah. I kind of got this form that I didn't get all the form, you know, but I'm like, if you commit on an event like that, if you commit $15,000 and can get our money back, that's like, you need to generate $250,000 in revenue almost to get a return on investment on that. Yeah, I'm okay with, that's not always the case, but something to think about.
Mm-hmm. You
know, especially when it's for profit.
Yeah.
But what I liked about, these kids just came in, they came in with a presented plan of this is ABC, you guys make the choice, Here's what we think's best one to go with. But I feel like those guys just came in and asked us for an open check, So to me, it didn't sit right.
We're going back and back.
If they want money, I think so.
I know, but in advertising, probably at that point in our next meeting, first of all,
just the center tree of the cemetery that we're wanting to get all the dead trimmed out of it. I had Johnny, I think his name is, from AOK Tree Service come. He's done a lot of work with Ruby's. But he came and he looked at the tree, and because I asked him, I said, you know, I've heard a few people say the tree's not healthy, you know, it's on its way out, this and that, for some reason. I've heard these things, and he went and looked at it. He says, in my opinion, it's okay, it's still fine, it's healthy. We should get the dead out of it, it'll actually help it. So he gave us a bid, it's on the back side of that paper, to trim all the dead out of that tree from the very bottom all the way to the top, and just, you know, clean it up and get it the best he can. And he said that the bid's a little higher than usual because he has to put on gear and climb. He has to climb to the top of that tree himself to trim the top of it, because his boom won't reach clear up there. So he actually has to climb up there and trim the top part of it out, the dead part. And then once he gets down to the level where he uses a boom truck, he'll use his boom truck. But he said it should be very minimal damage. I said, well, damage like our asphalt or the lawn or anything like that. And he said, no, it'll be very, very minimal if any. He said he thinks he can do everything from the asphalt. He won't be pulling equipment on the lawns. So that's all I have.
Okay. Gene asked me about it. You know, he's like, defer to them, but, you know, whatever they decide to help keep the tree.
Yeah. Well, he claims, I mean, it could be a sales tactic. I don't know. I'm not a tree expert, but he claims by getting the dead out of it, trimming it up, and cleaning it up, it helps him.
We ought to ask him something else. A question I would have is if he can tell, I mean, are we getting enough water? Because there's no water in there, and there's asphalt around, and maybe, you know.
Those sprinklers, though, quite a few of those heads actually spray into there. Okay. It's getting enough water, and its roots are going clip through that cemetery.
Yeah, but
so okay. It's getting plenty of water.
Okay. Entertain a motion.
I make a motion to reach down the tree up in the cemetery.
I'll second.
Motion by Gary, second by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So I will need a W-9 and a COI on him.
Okay.
So if you guys can start getting those with whoever we contract with.
Yeah.
So I don't have to track them down.
COI?
Yeah, so it's just their coverage of insurance. You should know. It's like an A cord.
Okay.
Can you get some coverage? Yeah. And a W-9.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I'm like, I need them for all the audits, so it's a thing.
People did have to. I don't know if you need me to contact whoever did it last year.
Yeah. I'll call. It was a straight shot registration, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Easy. I don't know if you'll come up with it.
Okay.
And just assume that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's great. And suits.
Yep. I'll reach out to you. Okay.
All right. See you later.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I copied you on an email. I requested it from, and I may already have theirs. And,
okay.
And there's a bid or the.
Oh, pictures?
They may be in there, but if not, anyway, I emailed Nate.
Okay.
Thanks.
So with that tree, I was just thinking, I wonder when we sell a lot, we need to have some kind of a clause in there, since that thing blows over and damages a bunch of the headstones, but we're not responsible.
Yeah.
I was thinking that same thing. I'm like, I'd hate to have that thing. Like, if it is down on the road or something, that'd be a bad deal.
Yeah.
If it ever came down.
He seems to believe it's still healthy, it's still fine. So, I mean, I don't see that happening. I think we'd have warning signs, but you never know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just asking if we do have a concern. And I had the same thought, so I'm agreeing with Mike. I mean, would we be better off to spend this money to remove it and put an 8-foot high?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
You don't trade in there for the same amount of money? You don't disagree?
8-foot high, a fake one or a real one? What do you mean?
No, just a real
tree
in there that's a little smaller and not have. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm just throwing it out there for discussion.
I mean, I see it. I think it's a big, beautiful centerpiece, but I mean, I didn't even think about that. You know, the possibility of it falling over or something like that, damaging.
I mean, eventually it's going to have to be taken out of there. I mean, it's going to die. Trees are.
Yeah. So yeah, that's something to think about.
How far away that is.
I might ask him if he maybe already did.
I think if they got struck by lightning and fell down, hopefully insurance maybe would cover some of that. Or,
I don't think so.
I mean, other cemeteries have trees. So.
Right. Penguin has quite a few decent sized ones throughout, I think. So, I love it. Like, I don't think you could replace that. Like, I love that big tree. It's just awesome. But I'm good with whatever you guys think. You know.
If it's healthy, I don't have it. I just, you know.
I mean, this, you'd only have to do something like this once every 10 years or something. You know, my parents' trees in their yard, it's like every 10 or 15 years or something like that.
And any kind of plants, they do say, try to get the dead out because the plant will try to make the dead part come alive again. So you do cut out the dead and it will make the rest of the tree.
Right, that's what he says. It'll actually make it healthier and stronger.
Yeah, you've got to make it healthier. Or it will sit and focus on what's dying. And so once you do get rid of the dead, you'll probably notice how much more so it will develop.
My opinion is to save it, trim it, and if in the future we see it going bad or something scary looking, and then we make that call to remove it, you know, or do whatever.
Is that something maybe we put on like a yearly thing where we check that and maybe see? Yeah. Mike, Sharon, what do you think?
Wind blows trees over all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Be less of a chance though. You get a lot of that dead out. I mean, the dead ain't much of a wind block. It's more of a green, but. And I just told him dead, you know, trim just all the dead out, get all the dead out. I don't know if it's worth asking him, you know, is it worth removing some, you know, a few of the other branches, thinning it out? Like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Or?
Yeah, just keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Just try to move them.
But I think it's an awesome piece in there. I hate to see it go if it doesn't have to.
We won't grow in that big in our lifetimes.
Right.
Yeah, just keep an eye on it.
I think if, you know, it starts to die bad or something in the future, we just cut all branches off and have a professional come in and carve a big totem pole.
There you go.
Just, you know, a big totem pole, all kinds of stuff carved around it.
Okay, nope, sounds good. Thanks, Anna. Okay. Department reports, just kind of Gary, touching on them. Like I said, they want to get in and out of here and get it done before it gets any cold. So, should go well. I'll just report for Bryce. I will reach out to Straight Strap, have them get a bid for Crack Seal, and then it sounds like, gosh, I don't know the other company name. I know the guy's named Skyler, get a bid from them or Crack Seal, and we'll go to that
point. Make sure we hit the cemetery.
I was going to say, don't let us forget, because
yeah,
I think
it's bad in there. It needs to be hit bad. It got missed last year.
Yeah. And if we have anywhere else, yeah, we need to make sure we add that to that for both of them. So maybe if we can have them get with you when they drive around, and I can get with you too, when
yeah,
and say, this is what we've done, and I think you were here last year, though.
Yeah. I didn't really get to go around town with them.
Okay.
But
maybe we'll get together and all go around when they come and do the bids.
Yeah.
That way we're comparing apples to apples. Okay. That's all I got here. You got it?
No, there's nothing to go get. I'm pretty happy with how the show is going. It's good. And I think they're actually shut down next weekend too. Right? Yeah.
Sunday's their last day.
Okay.
They won't operate after Sunday.
But so we're right at the tail end of that. You'll get it winterized and everything?
I'm going to leave the bathrooms and stuff open until they're out, the construction crews, and then I'll go clean them up and winterize them.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Lane said he was going to winterize the, like, you know, the water fountain. He does that and covers it.
Yeah.
So, but I'll just do the bathrooms and stuff.
Okay.
And then I'll have to, they said that they want to fire up the sprinkler system when they're done, because they're going to install a bunch of new pipe and new heads, you know, because they had to rip out some of the old or move some of the old or whatever.
Yeah,
relocate stuff, rebuild the sprinkler system for the new lawn size. So they said that we'd like to test them before we leave to make sure things are working. So we're going to fire them up and test them and then blow them out. I'll just do all that on the same day.
Jared? Yeah. Yeah, I'll meet with those people that bought the plots. I'll meet with them tomorrow and get their information into the system. I talked to Adam from Jones and Mill yesterday because all the plots online showed were not available. So he was going to, he could do it in a minute. It would take me a couple hours to click, wait, market this. say, you know, he can do it in a couple minutes, so said, you know, got bills, but anyway, he was going to open those up, and so I'll get that done tomorrow.
How do we go about paying for the ones that we got approved? Just through you? Just
yeah, I'll send you an email. Sorry, I didn't talk to you.
Oh, you're good.
Do you want me to send separate invoices or just put all in one?
Like for each plot or something?
Uh-huh.
Just do it all in one, okay. Four plots.
Yeah.
I know that we were going to pay like two of them this month and two next month or something like that, if we can, if that's a possibility.
Yeah, you just pay a portion of the invoice and then it just keeps track.
Okay. It was $350 per plot, right?
I can't remember. On
that's the resident's cost. Something like that.
Yeah.
It says online, it's for the resident. But is there like any other fees? Or?
And there's a burial fee with the plot. Right? Is that the total $350? I got to look at the...
Yeah. I think it just said the plot was $350, but the burial fee, I don't remember seeing.
I mean some people would want to pay it already. I mean, I don't know whether we do it up front or not. I don't know.
I've always just done up front, and then they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, we're...
Yeah.
Then once they pay for whatever, just let me know, and just have to give them, and I'll get the information.
Okay.
Mike, you got anything?
Yeah. I had Tanner pick up the flower pots for me on Tuesday. Oh my gosh, I asked him, and within 15 minutes, he sent me the picture that I'd already picked them up. Usually I do a little bit of harvest decoration, but two of them got blown out in the intersection and was broke, and the other one was a last minute pots, so I told him to throw them away. There might be one pot that might be decent if he wanted to put it up at the house or whatever. That's, you know, because we've had them pretty old. What I'd like to do is next spring I'll bring it up. I'd like to buy like some beer barrels, something that looks a little more rustic, something that's better than those plastic ones that the Heatons first set us up with.
Okay.
So I'll bring it up.
What are they called? What are they?
They're the big. What's
that, Ebenezer's?
Yeah, right out back of Dean's shop. Dean bought five that he was going to put around the coffee shop, and then we postponed the coffee shop. So yeah, they're just barrels. So
I'm thinking in my head about something different. How we can use those to put a sign on and tell people how to push the button.
I know. You can't believe how many people push the button that's going that way.
We can maybe talk to UDOT. I mean, I see people over the stand and they hear the line.
Yeah, and they keep pushing the button. You want to get out of your car and go push it for them. Think, oh, wait. Look at the hand that's pointing that way. If you guys even want to do the flowers next year, we can discuss that too. So.
Great. Okay. All right. Thank you. Jay? Sid?
I send out those updated business licenses. Letter applications. Shiloh responded. Is that fine?
Yeah.
Okay. I will start sending those out in November. So.
Gamble.
Just the park stuff I already talked about. So that's all I've got.
Sounds good. Nothing for planning commission. For finance, we'll get the warrants. All look okay. No discussion. I'll entertain a motion to approve the warrants.
Second.
Motion by Jerry. Second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Next meeting, November. We got a 3-week break this time. November 6th. Entertain a motion to enter LBA meeting.
Motion to enter LBA meeting.
Second.
Motion by Mike. Second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
And no business in here. So entertain a motion to adjourn our LBA meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mike. Second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
And today we're going to do an executive session for the evaluation. Entertain a motion for that.
Make a motion to enter the executive session.
Second.
Motion by Mike. Second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
Let's you guys want to go back there?
Yeah.